due to lockdown restrictions here in the UK, we are getting a little short on material. Until we can get back together again, we have put together a few alternative shows or best of shows. Rest assured, we have loads of ideas to take the show further when we can continue. As always, if you like anything we do, please share it or tell a friend. That's the only way we can make the show grow. Here we are again. Welcome back. This is part two of the audio commentary for the album Callous by Little Red Kings. Let's do it. This year will be the last year. This is A Lover's Tragedy. The working title was Gloria, for obvious reasons. Pretty sure I double tracked that guitar, a clean and a dirty, and then blended them together. So I was flicking through a magazine and I came across this story of a woman called Gloria, who was homeless. She'd been living on the streets, and it was a fairly joyless story. So I put about putting a song together and writing the lyrics, but with a fairly joyful sounding track to sort of offset the sad lyrics. And then at the chorus, bring it up once more with an uplifting message. That was the plan. Joke when we played this song live, and sometimes when we played this song live, it would really work, and it would just sound great, really powerful. And I used to joke and offer it out to anyone in the crowd to buy the rights off me for £100. Lock, stock, whole lot. And no one ever took me up on that offer. And so far, financially, they've made the right decision. Here comes a line with a pronunciation of a word. Here it comes. On a broken mirror, which is mirror. I was always fascinated by I don't know why I was fascinated by it. There's a Nirvana song where he pronounces mirror, mirror. And I always wanted to do that, so I did it. Radio jingle for a local radio station, Smart Radio in Great Yarmouth, out of this song, changed the lyrics. Worked really well. If anyone wants any jingles, email me. So for this middle section breakdown, I got Tracy once again in the studio to play the part of Gloria. Here she comes. I never came here, I was carried by horde-drawn cavalry. 10 more years and 10 more reasons for a lover's tragedy. She did a great job. It sounds lovely. Big chorus, a few extra vocals, a few extra layers. A lot of songs with the title Gloria, so that's why it's not called Gloria. They could have called it Gloria, there's no reason why you couldn't. Perhaps if the lady was called Simone or Wendy, could have called it that. But as it is, that's Lover's Tragedy. This is Rigor and Roll. from the album Callous. This is the first song that we recorded as a test for the album Callous, and we just tried it in a few different ways. You know, move some mics around on the drums, that kind of thing, till we had something we thought, let's do the album. This little piece of guitar on the right, speaker. Sometimes I'm alone, my big old home. Kind of Hawaiian, kind of jazz feel. Is that a thing? I wrote that just for the studio version. I've never played that since. I had so many ideas for this song. Dougie bought the opening riff to practice, and we set about writing this. I just had so many ideas. But basically, it's a sexy song about sexy sexual sex. Sextant. When the moon is waxing, you wanna see kind of relaxing. But yeah, I had just oodles of ideas about working on this song and making a whole album kind of like this. This is exactly where I want to be. This is what I want to do. It's kind of a groove, a classic 70s kind of laid-back rock with sort of freedom to play bits and bobs on the fly and change things and drop bits of lead in and vocals. I thought this is where I want to be. Instead of verses as well, I dropped in part one, part two, part three, and spoke them, actually just said them. That kind of come to me by accident in the studio. I had them written down as part one, part two, and so I said it, part one, part two, and just said it on the mic. There's a few trucker references in this song. I'm sure everyone that writes lyrics, poetry, anything like that, they put so much work into lyrics and these kind of little hidden Easter eggs and things like that, and they never get noticed. But we know they're there. Dougie with another great solo. I've hardly mentioned Ben on this album. As much as I did on the commentary for the Magic Show, but you know, Ben is really holding this together with some really fantastic solid bass lines. Not just solid, but melodic. Now, there was a whole back end to this song, another whole section. Something went wrong. Some reason we didn't like it, and we just cut it. We literally stitched the ending onto the body of the song in post. This is called Long Live the Quiet Man. The working title was called Bodies. But it was old when we recorded this. I'd written it a long time previous. Me whispering the words, "Go, Jay." As a kind of a ghostly egg on for me to sing the vocals. Often when I record these vocals, I turn off the lights and sort of just try and get into it to pretend that, you know, pretend that you're on a stage or whatever, so you can put something into it. And I often have a drink and just get myself well into it. So I find there's lots of spill at the start and the finish of the vocal take, just lots of odd bits that I say, and that being when I'm one of them, which I left on there. Go, Jay. Hey. No Click all played it live in the room so we could tell how much we were going to give it, how much to pull away on the verses. John Pallister, our keys man at the time, singing there, back in, obviously. Nice. We started to wind it down, going back to what I was saying earlier about actually playing it in the room. I have no sound. Oh, he's so delicate from everyone. Just leaving those spaces. You know I'm gonna take my money. Now hear my story. And having No Click means that there are minor time in variations. Some of them work better than others, but it's all good. I want to hear that on an album. It's a fine line between in time, out of time, groove. Just letting things drift naturally as a band. The original idea for this song was always from the start to have a song where you could sing one part over another. So the verse over the chorus and the chorus over the verse, but with different chords. That was always my idea, and that was always going to be the outro. We'll get to that a bit later, but it kind of works throughout the whole body of the song. There's Doug's solo. Solo. This is some outside recording. So that was some church bells I recorded in Spain, and some town chat and some fireworks. And laid them all together for that short little tiny piece there that you can't hardly hear. So here's a bit where we're both swapping lines, and now we swap. And Doug's now singing the verse, I'm singing the chorus. For the outro, I'm slowly bringing up the reverb on his backing vocals. So there's a huge swell of reverb. And obviously did that in the mix after. There we go, that is Long Live the Quiet Man. Oh, and that little feedback at the end, that's the Boots megaphone. At the start of the song and the end of the song, that's my Boots 499 child's toy megaphone, just holding it up against the vocal mic and making very tiny noise till it feeds back. This is Patience, Losing Sleep, from the album Callous. And if you listen carefully, you can hear my previous recorded guitar in the background here. Very faint. A ghostly guitar in the background there. That's just simply from when we recorded in the room live we went back and I redid my guitar, but my original one was captured on the overheads and the room mics. Just a very quick bit about project recalling. Obviously, when you record in a studio, you want to come back the next day and be able to recall your project. And in a week, possibly in a month, possibly in a year, possibly in 5, 10 years. But with so much software used now, there's going to be a lot of projects, including some of my own previous ones, that you can't recall as they were unless you print those effects to the tracks. With hardware, you can do that. You can just jot down the details and recall the project, bring it back up. That's why I like hardware and actually doing the effects and sounds and recording things naturally, but it's not always possible because it's hideously expensive. And it's just so easy to grab a piece of software for a few pounds and use it, but when that software's gone, you can't recall a project the way you had it. That's not to say that I don't use software. I use tons of software, and I've got some great compressors and things that I couldn't afford the hardware versions. But all in all, I'm a big believer in, if you want the sound of something, you should record the sound of that something. Someone asked my advice on drums recently, and I said that, you know, if you can't record a full drum kit, you think the only option for you is to then have a software drum kit. But that's not your only option. Your option then might be just to have a snare or a floor tom or, you know, a tambourine or something, and make an album like that. Demons inside me. I'll shut up now. Dougie on the left, me on the right, guitar-wise, as usual for the whole album. Doug with his wah-wah out. Very probably a crybaby wah-wah. So huge group woes from all of us here. And Tracy again, dragged her in here by her hair to make her sing. And she made up her own lyrics. She's singing, "I need a little bit," which is what we're singing, but she also added in, "I'm running, I'm running." Maybe a bit of a Freudian thing happening there. Really wailing there. Like Cassandra, is it Cassandra in Wayne's World? There she goes again. "I'm running, I'm running from you." She didn't sing that bit. There it is, patience losing sleep, with a long drawn out bit about studio stuff in the middle. This is a propaganda lie. And the intro has a bit of Harry and Ben there chatting about a take in between the strums. I think Harry's saying something like, "I wouldn't want to use it as a take." And was questioning if he was playing at the right tempo. So Dougie bought this riff that you can hear on the left. That's his riff. I mean, it's more about the groove and the flow of that riff than it is the actual chords or notes. And we work the song around that. I think this was definitely another one of Dougie's "Like No Friend of Mine" that he brought the chords complete. You know, this is the intro, this is the verse, this is the chorus, this is what I'm going to play on guitar, what are you guys going to do, kind of thing. And we have so many different ways of writing songs. And I love that. No one way yet has proven to be more successful for us. Possibly because we are not very successful at all. But I can't see, I've never seen any pattern from my own point of view of thinking, okay, when we do it like this, it produces the best songs. Or if I write it on my own, it produces the best songs. Or if we sit in a room together, it produces the best songs. We haven't produced a pattern yet. And long may that continue. So the subject is fairly obvious. It's pretty much, as a race, our inability to learn from our mistakes. A dirty world, a dirty mind. This ain't a proper way to die. This ain't a propaganda line. So this solo from me here. I tried so many different things. As you can hear, it's just a complete mess, which is exactly what I wanted. I tried different amps, I tried different guitars, and in the end, I found some pedals in the cupboard that were bass pedals. And so there's a, I'm going to get all the names wrong, but I think like a Big Balls bass or something like that, Big Balls bass pedal, squashy sort of thing. And I added a fuzz, possibly a Zvex fuzz, a short delay pedal, and smushed the whole lot together. So without my hands on the guitar was just, it was completely out of control. And added that sound over this end bit here in the background, just a, just gives it a really frenetic, mashed up feeling. Doug really shouting here. That was great. Propaganda lie. And the RE201. Space Echo, what a surprise, we used that again in the end. Till and Toil. Room mics on my guitar, room mics, room mics, room mics, all through this song. I say room mics, I mean a mic that is a fair distance from the source, so not a close mic, for a more ambient sound. The only real element in this that wasn't room mic'd was obviously the vocal and Dougie's gated fuzz. So that gives you a real feel of the room. Everything sounds pushed back. These are foot stomps, claps, and all of us singing. One thing I like to do with the room mics is, you know, if you haven't got a massive room, you know, like a like Abbey Road or something, then, you know, you can use the room mics and then just drop a little bit of room verb on top of those. That was Dougie's gated fuzz there. You can hear that's much closer. So the low end is completely different on this song. The kick drum, the bass, because we're using more room mics. It's got a different low end to the rest of the album. It's bigger, crashier, mushier. We all love this song, although we don't play it. There you can hear those kick drums. Hammond organ. Slowly bringing up the reverb on the vocal here. Lonely. It's been long. It's been long. And the whole album, Callous, the concept, the cover, the hands, was all based on the lyrics of this song. I mentioned Callous in the lyrics of this song. The whole theme about the working man was from this song. I mean, there you can hear it's completely different from anything else on the album. And I love it. So this is 1967 from the album Callous. Take everything you need. Take everything. And it's just me and a guitar. I'm pretty sure I was using the amplifier I was using was a little Session. The actual brand is called Session amplifier, 1x12 speaker in the front. Nice clean sound, has a fair bit of hum to it. No, don't you leave me alone, alone like my pride, like the last glass of. We tried playing this full band, and we even got the mic down. We actually started to record it, but nothing we did really worked for me. So the song was shelved, and then. As usually happens with these kind of things, I just popped into the studio one day and thought I'd give it a go and just set up the little Session amp. I wasn't in the same room as the amp to give myself some better separation. If I did it again, I probably would do it in the same room. You had the best of me, you got my last. And I tried slow and I tried fast. You got me beat, I'm off my feet. I don't rewind the tape and let's repeat. And I don't know if this is gonna be a better year. 1967. So the song is about Tracy, who appears on this album doing backing vocals on a few songs. She was born in 1967, so it's basically about how that was a good year for me. There's a few little pops and cracks on this track that I noticed after I'd recorded it. When you record yourself, the quality control can slip a bit, and often you don't notice that something is clipping or something is playing up or there's a faulty lead. Each time you rewind the tape, play it back, it gets a little bit more manic. And I do it 3 times. I'm off my feet, I don't rewind the tape so we can all repeat. You still got the the major problem with that is that I started off too big. I should have, you know, I had nowhere to go. I'm giving it everything I've got here, vocally. You better rewind the tape, let's all repeat, because I don't know if this is going to be a Betty. But it's not that much more manic than the first time I did it, because I started too big. But that's all cool, you know. If I did it 10 times, it would come out 10 times different. It was a real, real, real good year. This is Fetch Me Water. Someone fetch the water from the well. This song didn't make the physical copy of the album. It's just too much material to fit on there. Something had to go. The CD manufacturers would only guarantee a certain amount of minutes on the CD. And this just fell over that guarantee. And had me a good idea for 5 years or more. There's two versions floating around digitally, short version and long version. Long version having some solos from each of us. I've been talking to myself. I ain't inquired about my health. So it's not about water. It's about songwriting, this song. Water, in this case, being inspiration, creativity. To get a song sung or written in the studio. And the song is set in the vocal booth. So that's why I'll chip in with bits like, I'm still here, or I'm out of here, or I'm coming up, I'm coming out. Trapped in the vocal booth until I get the job done. I'm still here. Like a little padded prison cell. Cut me a mark on the wall every hour. Yeah. I'm gonna cut me a mark on the wall every hour. All the way through this, I'm doing some bits of guitar on the right speaker. I'm super proud of it, actually, because it's lost in the track, but it's it feels like adult guitar, big boy's guitar. That's why I'm proud of it. Here comes Doug with some Bully Boys guitar. I'm rusting. Gated fuzz. And we took a while to settle on that tone. We went through all of his fuzz pedals and all of the amps. So this is the long version. John Pallister, the previous keyboard player. Benjamin Beach on the bass guitar. I've said that live a few times. Harry Wickham on drums. Thank you. So this is the end of the album, the Monster 17 track album Callous, 2018. If you don't have it, you can still purchase it. So we all sang together on this bit for the big group sound. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. This has been a two-part audio commentary, so if you haven't heard part one, you can go back and check that out. See you later. Over on our website, littleredkings.com, we have a new page called Gear We Use. You'll see lists of musical gear we not only use but rely on and love. If you click the links on this page, you'll be able to see and buy gear we use. For every purchase made, we will receive a tiny, very tiny percentage from the seller. So if you fancy some new Roto strings from the lovely people at Roto Sound, which I personally highly recommend, some plectrums or even a new guitar, go take a look. It would really help, as currently streaming services do not pay anything per play for podcasts. We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it. You've been listening to the Little Red Kings podcast. Contact us at podcast@littleredkings.com.